At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Welcome to Long Shots, the world's number one golf betting show right here on VSiN and VSiN.com. I am Brady Cannon along with Wes Reynolds. Nick Henion and Triv McKenzie are at the controls. Rob Moreno and Karina Howe down below in support as we get ready to take you through the next hour of golf betting conversation. Wes, it was one of our loyal Long Shots listeners that reached out to us on Twitter last week. He felt it was going to be your week, that you were going to hit a future. That turned out to be clairvoyant, as you did indeed cash on Dustin Johnson at 25-1 to win this Travelers Championship. Congratulations, my friend.
Well, yeah, he certainly made it interesting on Sunday
with
a couple of bad tee balls. Not a really good performance off the tee, but mentioned last week he's going to love the bent with the POA on the greens, and he certainly did. And I've got my Adidas shirt on today and also wore the tailor-made ball cap in the studio. So salute to both of Dustin Johnson's primary sponsors there in his honor. But 21 career wins now for Dustin Johnson, and that actually ties some guy named Woods since 2008 for most PGA Tour wins.
Yeah, and 13 straight seasons on tour with a victory for DJ as well. Obviously a class player, and he moves to number 3 in the official world golf rankings, does DJ. It was the third straight week on tour that we saw a loaded field, Wes, and for the second straight week, we saw the cut on Friday fall at 4 under par. It's just amazing the way these guys are tearing up these golf courses out of the chute here on the restart season. Now, you were certainly enjoying the weekend with Dustin Johnson prevailing, but, you know, minus 4 for the cut, in the neighborhood of 20 under par for the win. Are things getting a little too easy for your liking?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, look, the equipment and the technology obviously evolves over time, and you can't outrun technology. And then plus you have probably the deepest talent pool in the game of golf, really, ever. I mean, so many great players out there. And I think one of the things that course designers need to realize is that you can lengthen the course all you want. You know, last week was a shorter course, so it's a bad example, but you can lengthen these courses to 7,500, 7,700, 7,800 yards. It's not going to matter. Guys can still get it out there, and the club technology and everything that comes along with it. So I think, you know, narrowing the courses,
right,
I think makes it better. Put a more premium on missing the tee. We saw it 2 weeks ago with Webb Simpson. He hit a couple horrible tee shots on Sunday. But the putter bailed him out, kind of like what happened with DJ last week. You got to penalize guys more for missing the fairway, even though Dustin Johnson did get that out of bounds on 13 and took a one-stroke penalty and had to make a really tough putt for a bogey save. But, yeah, I do think the courses are a little on the easy side.
Rory McIlroy made a run on Sunday at River Highlands. He ended up 11th. We talked on Long Shots last week about Abraham Answer, if he was going to be able to get up off the mat and rebound from that near miss at the RBC Heritage. He had a great round or great 4 days at River Highlands with four rounds in the 60s. And then the neck, Bryson DeChambeau records his third straight top 10 finish.
He does. 46 under par combined the last 3 weeks. By far, really, the best of the bunch that played all three of the tournaments after the pause in play. And I said last Sunday, I said, what's Bryson going to be at Detroit? Because I looked real quickly at the field and said, okay, he's in the field next week at Detroit. What's he going to be? 7-1. That's what he opens at. He's at 6-1 at some places. And look, hard to argue it. Three straight top tens. He can go on and win this week. That is not one of my selections. I really kind of had him circled for the Memorial in a couple weeks. And I'd much rather hope that he doesn't win this week and see if I can get him at 2.5 times the price in 2 weeks at the Memorial.
Yeah, and I talked about it with Jonathan Von Tobel on his show, The Edge, that Bryson being at 6-1 is really a combination of the watered down field and the fact that he is so hot. That's exactly what contributes to his being the odds on favorite this week.
Yeah, no question about it. And look, he's his length is just he's going to eventually just overpower a course. And maybe it's this week, but I'm hoping it's not. And I think 6-1 is still pretty short.
It is Wes Reynolds and Brady Cannon with you here. This is Long Shots, the world's number one golf betting show on VSiN and VSiN.com, the sports betting network. We are recapping the Travelers Championship. We will also take a look at this week's tournament on tour, the Rocket Mortgage Classic from the Detroit Golf Club. We will have Johnny DeSimone along. He hails from not far from the golf course. We'll give us some local insight there. I did want to mention one more thing about the Travelers Championship. We saw some of the pre-tournament darlings, Justin Thomas, Brian Harman, and Bubba Watson, all missed the cut in Cromwell, Connecticut last week. And then also Colin Morikawa misses the cut for the first time after making the cut in 23 straight starts.
Yeah, a lot of people kind of liked him last week and just didn't get it done. Maybe it's course experience, and then it's hard to maintain this form every single week. So I think he'll be fine. He's a young player. He's one of the best ball strikers in the world. But we saw some names that we don't conventionally see. A guy like Will Gordon qualifies for unlimited exemptions now for the rest of the season. He was in on a sponsor exemption and takes advantage of it with the T3. Brendan Todd, unfortunate finish, probably deserved a better fate, but imploded on the 12th on Sunday, ended up finishing tied for 11th. He was in the final pairing with DJ and had a two-shot lead going into Sunday, but unfortunate finish, probably deserved better.
I looked at Brendan Todd this week, and I'm wondering what your handicap is on him. We talked about Abraham Answer, if he was going to be able to rebound after that really disheartening loss that he suffered at the hands of Webb Simpson at the Heritage. How about Brendan Todd? Is he able to get up off the mat after really that debacle on Sunday at the Travelers?
Yeah, I'm not positive, but look, the guy did win twice in the fall series, so he's won a couple times this year, and if he would have held on last week, you'd have been talking about, hey, maybe this would be the guy today that would be the player of the year, because that would have given him the third win of the season. He's matched up in most markets this week against Mav McNealy. Todd's about like a minus 125, minus 130 take back on McNealy, plus 110. I didn't do anything with that one.
I didn't do anything with that matchup either. I felt it was probably priced about right, but McNealy is one of my guys this week. I like McNealy, great short game. I almost fired on that head-to-head matchup, but ultimately stayed away. We'll see what our guest has to say. It is time to bring in our guest, Johnny DeSimone. You can follow him on Twitter at 3holesin1. He is a professional bettor and friend of the network. He hails from the Southwest Ontario area, not too far from the Detroit Golf Club and also a golf handicapping specialist. John, I mentioned you're not far away from this week's tournament venue, the Detroit Golf Club. We've only had 1 year on tour to see this place, and I'm hoping maybe you can lend a little insight to our handicap here. What do we expect out of this golf course this week, and how do we play it into our handicap as far as what golfers are going to fit this track?
Hey guys, how are you? Yeah, everything. This Detroit Golf Club, it's a par 72. It measures just over 7,300 yards. The greens are Poana bent grass mix. It has about 87 sand bunkers with one water hazard affecting only kind of just one hole. This is a Donald Ross design featuring a tree line course with sloping greens. It has a north and a south course, with the north course being used this week. A little history on this course too, guys. Horton Smith, if you guys recall, he won the very first Masters in 1934 and again in 36. He was a club professional at the Detroit Golf Club, so it's kind of cool to see that this thing. But in regards to the skill sets, Bray, that you're asking there, I'm looking this week at solid ball striking skills with your approach shots will be a key stat for me this week. And you'll probably hear that strokes gain around the green and bunker play is a key stat this week. But I always look for, and I want a golfer that can put the ball in play off the tee and hit the green in regulation to give me that birdie opportunity, as opposed to the golfer that is trying to get up and down all day around the greens or trying to get a sand save, in which they were just under 50% here last year.
Johnny, Wes here, and good to talk to you, first of all. We miss you, you and your wife, yeah. Who I know are regular visitors here to Las Vegas, and know when everything hopefully gets back to whatever normal is anymore, that we see you back out here, and I'm sure we will again. Johnny, up in the area, you're obviously, Brady mentioned, you're from Ontario. Donald Ross has a few different designs in the Windsor area, and then Rosedale in mm-hmm. Toronto, courses I'm sure you're mm-hmm. very familiar with. We saw mm-hmm. a lot of birdies here last year. It was the first time it was on the course. It played really soft. 25 under was the winning score from Nate Lashley. Little bit of a weaker field than we've seen the last 3 weeks. How low do you expect the scores are going to be this time around?
Yeah, Wes, good catching up with you too, actually. The course did play extremely easy last year. It was a birdie fest with, I think they had like 40 eagles made also here. The cut line was at -5, being the lowest on tour since 2016. The driving accuracy was at 64%. And when you have easy holes and these guys just bomb it off the tee with not much trouble, then you're going to have short irons in your hands to attack the greens, in which they hit at 72% last year. The only defense really, Wes, on this course is guarded by bunkers, and in which they were just under 50%, and scrambling was at 70% and getting up and in the hole. It's going to be very hot and humid here this week, with no real wind and no rain so far forecast for the next few days. And I don't know, fatigue might be a factor to some golfers who are playing in four straight weeks. So that's something to look at. And there's been some talk that they're growing the rough a little more this year, but the holes are right in front of these guys. And I can possibly see another repeat of last year. And if you guys want to take a early glimpse and look at this course, the way it sets up tomorrow, Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern on the Golf Channel, Bubba Watson and Harold Varner will be playing against Jason Day and Wesley Bryan on the back nine in a 9-hole exhibition for charity.
Well, that's interesting. That'll give us a little insight to the course. I didn't know that was happening. Thank you for that, John. We talk about the score last year, Nate Lashley winning at 25 under par, and we've really seen these guys come out since the restart of the season here, John, and just kind of tear these courses apart. The number at the Westgate that our friend Jeff Sherman has put up for the winning score this week is 20.5 under par, 267.5. Would you be willing to go over that they get close to the -25 that we saw last year, or do you think this growing of the rough and whatnot, I know there is kind of a premium as far as the Detroit Golf Club wanting to make this a little bit tougher this year, would you go under the 20.5?
Yeah, obviously they put up great numbers there at the Westgate, and that number is right there, but I didn't play it, but I mean, if I would play it, I would take the over. Actually, these guys are just they've been in such great form since they've been back the last few weeks there, and this course does play extremely easy, and there's no trouble whatsoever for these guys. And even if they do get the rough end, like I said, we can get a little glimpse of it tomorrow on the back nine holes there, which is very rare to see on a Wednesday, the day before the tournament. So watch that, and we'll get a better glimpse of it. But I don't see these guys having any trouble, even being with a weaker field as prior to what we had the last 3 weeks. These guys just ate it up last year in a field probably comparable to this week. And like you said, Nate Lashley shooting 25 under, and there was many guys in double digit under par there. So this course is not a challenge for these guys whatsoever.
All right, John, looking at the field this week and then breaking it down and looking at the course dynamics and how they fit certain players, who stood out to you this week?
I looked at some players I looked at. I'll let you know some of the guys that I played against and some guys that I'm looking to play against. The first name that popped up on the screen to me was Brant Snedeker. I know, obviously, he's an excellent putter, and especially on Donald Ross courses, he's got a couple wins at the Wyndham Championship where he shot a 59, and he's also been a winner at East Lake, and he finished tied T5 here last year. So you're probably asking, like, why would I be fading this guy this week? Well, if you would just look at last week at the Travelers, he lost nearly six shots on approach, which will hurt you this week here. And putting is very random, and if Snedeker has the same ball striking he did last week and the putter isn't as hot, I could see him struggling. And you know, his last five tournaments, he's got three missed cuts there. So I don't think his form is in too great of shape, even though he's got a great history on Donald Ross courses. So I played against him in a matchup this week with Kevin Na. And another player I'm looking to play against is Wes Roach. He's another player with another strong finish here last year. He tied for third, but he'll be making his first PGA tournament since the restart. And so there could be some rust in playing. And I played a matchup against him with Brian Stewart. And the last guy I'll talk about here, and I might as well just keep my streak of golfers that have excelled here last year with the champion himself, Nate Lashley. Since the restart, he has a miscut at both the RBC and the Charles Schwab, and he missed a cut in his last four PGA events also. I mean, obviously it was an inspiring story last year after, you know, he lost his family in a plane crash, and he quit golf for a while and sold real estate. And then he gets in the field last year as a last alternate and wins it going, you know, wire to wire. I just don't think his game is there right now. And I will look to feed him in some matchups going against him too.
John DeSimone is our guest. He's a professional bettor, friend of the network, and golf handicapping specialist. You can follow him on Twitter at 3holes1. Good breakdown there of some of the guys you're fading this week, John. Anybody that you have in pocket as far as outright winners or a top 10, top 20 finish, anybody that you're backing?
Yeah. I looked at a few golfers this weekend. Like winning a golf tournament is extremely hard. Obviously, you know, you're trying to beat a field of approximately, you know, 150 golfers. And I know people or some bettors, they like to, you know, bet a little to win a lot. But you need to realize the value in some of these numbers are just not good. I mean, like the future hole percentage is sometimes upward in the range of 40%, which is, you know, just crazy. And this week we are definitely paying a premium in the future outright market with the field obviously not being as strong as the previous 3 weeks and some formatting to it. But in saying that, I looked at six golfers this week, and I'll start with Patrick Reed. He's obviously a great ball striker and an excellent putter. He loves putting on bent grass surfaces. He finished in a tie for seventh at the Charles Schwab, and he fought hard on Sunday last week at the Travelers with a 64 to finish in 24th. And he is playing in the feature group Thursday and Friday with Bryson and Hideki. And the field this week is not as strong, like I said, and I could see him contending this week. So I grabbed him at 16-1. Another player I was looking at is Victor Hovland. He has performed very well tee to green on Donald Ross courses. He's an excellent iron player, which will suit him well this week. His struggles come from the short game, but since the restart, he has gained strokes around the green in two out of the three events he has played in the Travelers and the Charles Schwab. I've been very high on this kid and playing him in numerous matchups and future outrights. Just last week, I played him at 61 and, And now he's discounted this week at 20 to 1. So I picked him off at 20 to 1 this weekend. Another guy is Doc Redman. He's another player trending in the right direction for me. He's gotten better every week since the restart, placing in 58th at the Charles Schwab, 21st at the RBC, and 11th last week at the Travelers. Tee to green, he's very good, which will suit his game, here. Last year, here in Detroit, he had his career best finish second place. But like all other golfers this week in the future markets, there's a massive shift in Redman. He is priced around 50 to 1 this week, and just last week he was in the high triple digits. So there's another shift and change there with the market. Another player I played was Kevin Na. He played the Charles Schwab, where he was a defending champion, and he missed the cut, but he said he was hampered by a stiff back while picking up his kid. So last week at the Travelers, his game was solid all around. He ended up finishing in fifth place. Off the tee is where his struggles come from, but to see him finish the week in 23rd and strokes gained off the tee is encouraging going into this week. He didn't play last year in Detroit, but he has had success on Donald Ross courses in the past, posting a couple of top tens at the Wyndham Championships. I played him at 50 to 1 this week, and I also played him to finish in the top five and in some matchups also. Another guy I looked at was Rory Sabatini. Here's another player that performs well on Donald Ross courses, tee to green. Since the restart, he's at a 14th at the Charles Schwab and a 21st at the RBC. He finished in a tie for third here last year, and I picked him off earlier in the week at 55 to 1, and I took him in a top 10 in some matchups also. And lastly, the last guy I'll talk about who I grabbed is Brian Stewart. He's a hometown kid there. He's from Jackson, Michigan, and he went to Oakland University. And since the restart, he has finished 43rd, 52nd, and 20th last week. Last week, he ranked 19th from tee to green and 8th around the green, and which will suit him very well this week. He has played at the Detroit Golf Club a ton from his earlier days, and it showed last year here when he finished in fifth place. I took a shot on him. On 125 to 1, and also to finish in the top 20, and I also played him in some matchups also.
Good stuff, Johnny. I hope to see you back here in late August. Super Contest Weekend was just recently announced. The Westgate will be throwing that party again on August 21st and 22nd. I know you were fortunate enough to play in the golf tournament last year with our friend Brent Musburger. How'd that go for you? You going to play with Brent again this year?
Yeah, that was great. Yeah. I've been part of the Super Contest Weekend festivities the last couple of years, Brady, and actually, Matt Eumanns helped in getting me in the golf tournament, which is played at the Las Vegas Country Club. And I know you, Brady, you had a big hand in starting this great weekend back in the day. And it is just a great weekend. So last year I played with Vinny Malulo, the bookmaker at South Point, your guy's executive producer, Brian Rogers, and the man himself, Brent Musburger. And so a little story here. So we get started and we are a couple holes in and a few beverages deep. And I turn and ask the man in black, I'm like, Brent, besides Vinny, Brian, and myself, who was the person you most famously golf with? And obviously Brent has interviewed them all throughout his historic career. So he looks at me and with that voice we have heard in our household for so many years, and obviously I can't impersonate it, but he looks at me and he says, how about Jack Nicklaus, lad?
I love it, Johnny. We're up against the break. Thank you so much. Enjoy the Rocket Mortgage Classic, and we'll see you here in August. That is John DeSimone. We'll be back for segment number two here on Long Shots.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health 8 kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Quick Picks, the real money parlay props game based on daily fantasy scoring, has PGA Tour action featuring your favorite players and head-to-head matchups for this week's tournament in Detroit. Congratulations to Bob from Texas, who last week hit a 10 of 10 PGA parlay ticket. His $5 wager was worth $2,500. VSiN customers can now play Quick Picks through this special offer. Get a 100% automatic deposit bonus up to $100 when you sign up for a new Quick Picks account. No need to type in a promo code. Just go to quickpicks.com/VSiN bonus to find out more. It is our Tiger Tracker segment. We are in the fourth week of the restart to the 2020 season, still with no Tiger Woods to be seen in the field. He has not played since mid-February when he shot 77 on Sunday at the Genesis at Riviera Country Club to finish dead last in 68th. Next up is the Workday Charity Open, which will be at Muirfield. This is the first of a back-to-back at Muirfield. Second week where they will play the Memorial, Jack Nicklaus's tournament. And then it's on to the 3M Open in Minnesota, the World Golf Championship in Memphis, and then the PGA Championship on August 6th at Harding Park in San Francisco. And I wonder, Wes, I am a little bit surprised. Are you surprised that we have yet to see Tiger compete?
I thought he would have played maybe in one of these early events. We know that this is a guy that plays high teens, maybe max 20 events a year in a normal schedule. And certainly has been even more choosy after all of his back surgeries and with various injuries. But I would have thought that he might have played one of the first three events. I did not expect him to play here, considering that there's a little bit of history. This Rocket Mortgage Classic this week used to be the Quicken Loans National, which used to be played in the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area. And the Tiger Woods Foundation was the philanthropic organization behind that event. That got pulled. Now Tiger is the host, and his foundation is represented at the Genesis Invitational at Riviera out in Los Angeles. But so I didn't think he'd play this week, but I'm not sure if he's going to go back-to-back in Columbus. I would guess that he's going to be at the Memorial at Jack's event. It's one of his best events. He loves Muirfield Village. It's one of his regular courses that he plays in his rotation. I don't know if he's going to go back-to-back there, but that's probably where I think you're going to see him next in Columbus. And then I believe immediately after that, if I recall, I believe, is it Memphis or is Minneapolis first? I know there's Minneapolis and there's Memphis, and then you go to the PGA.
Correct, yeah. So after the Memorial is the 3M Open in Minnesota, and then down to Memphis for the WGC and then the PGA.
And he doesn't play the week before majors.
Exactly. I was looking at our friend Ryan Ballingy, who's been a guest here on the program a couple of times, his website, golfnewsnet.com. And he has Tiger showing up at the Memorial, then the PGA, and then the FedEx Cup playoffs, which is the Northern Trust, the BMW, and the Tour Championship, if, of course, he advances each week, then to the U.S. Open, then to the Ryder Cup, if it's not canceled, defend his title at the Zozo, and then the Masters. So, and I think that's probably a pretty reasonable guess, which would mean we only see Tiger six or seven times in the next 6 months, and then it's probably the flip of the calendar, and he's back at Torrey Pines in late January of 2021.
Yeah, exactly. So, we were impressed when we watched the match with him and Peyton Manning against Tom Brady and Phil Mickelson. He didn't really hit a bad shot all day.
No, he didn't.
He looked very good on the layoff. He looked very lean. He looked very thin. looked like he was in relatively good shape, that the injury wasn't flaring up and wasn't bothering him. So, look, I think he's going to be back at the Memorial. And, I mean, obviously he's in his 40s now, so he's not going to be playing. He never really has, but he's not going to be playing that 25 to 30-plus event a year schedule. He's going to be very choosy, but would expect and especially with the Memorial having some spectators, it's not going to be full galleries as usual, like at the end of May. But I think Tiger may feel an obligation to come back there. And he's a very much a student of history of the game and has ultimate respect for Jack Nicklaus, even though they're kind of rivals for that major all-time major championship record. He has so much respect for Jack Nicklaus, and I would assume he'd show up there.
He is 25-1 to win the Masters, defend his title there at Circa. He's 16-1 to win the Masters at Westgate, and he is 20-1 to win the PGA Championship at Westgate. I think if he shows up at Memorial, his true odds are probably 25-1 and maybe even closer to 30-1 given the strength of the field that typically shows up in Dublin, Ohio. But I think the books are like, if he does indeed surface at the Memorial, I think the books are likely to open up him at about 18 or 20-1.
Yeah, I couldn't see them pricing him above 20, knowing his past success there, that they're going to take bets. They don't want that much exposure on him.
Well, we'll talk about Tiger and more major championship talk in the next segment. It is Major Implications. The PGA Championship is up first, followed by the U.S. Open, and then the Masters in November. Right here on Long Shots on VSiN and VSiN.com, the sports betting network. A course that rates the highest in each factor is Ballyhie Golf Club, a tropical golf course paradise located on the Las Vegas Strip and in the shadows of some of the most famous hotels in the world. At Ballyhie, designed by award-winning architects Brian Schmidt and Lee Curley, you will find hundreds of mature palm trees, lagoon-like water features, beautiful bunkering, and a stunning clubhouse home to Sealy Restaurant and an indoor-outdoor patio experience and event space. The course offers Bluetooth technology, caddies upon request, Jell-O shots, model-like beverage cart staff, VIP service from curb to course and back again, high-quality food and beverage, and a par 3 challenge where you can double your money with one swing. The stunning Ballyhie Golf Club, located in the heart of the Las Vegas Strip, is a golf jackpot, and there are many reasons why. Play today. To learn more about the Ballyhie experience or reserve your tee time, call 888-427-6678 or visit BallyhieGolfClub.com. That's B-A-L-I-H-A-I GolfClub.com. It is our Major Implications segment. Brady Cannon and Wes Reynolds with you on Long Shots, where we take a look at the upcoming major championships. The next major is the PGA Championship on the schedule for August 6th at Harding Park in San Francisco. And some odds have changed here in the past week, Wes, off of three straight top 10 finishes. We talked about Bryson DeChambeau and how his odds have changed for the Rocket Mortgage Classic. How about the PGA? He's down to 14-1. Abraham Answer down to 40-1. Jordan Spieth moves up a tick from 25 to now 30-1. Xander Schauffele goes down to 20-1. And this is the one that really caught my eye. These are all at the Westgate here at the Superbook in Las Vegas. Tyrrell Hatton at 60-1, one of the hottest guys on the planet right now.
I'll touch on DeChambeau and Schauffele because I mentioned a couple weeks ago I got in on those guys at 25-1 just to take a price because I felt the number was going to shorten. And they certainly have, but I'm glad you brought up Tyrrell Hatton, who both of us matched up on when he won the Arnold Palmer Invitational at Bay Hill in Orlando in March. 60-1 currently, and one of the things, just to kind of give the listeners and the viewers a behind the scenes here, Brady, you're usually in charge of putting together the agenda for our program, and I usually send in some of the statistical stuff and the information for our graphics guys to put together for the program. And when I was doing that this week, I usually send in a couple what I feel are pertinent statistics for that week. And clearly, and Johnny DeSimone, our guest earlier, mentioned it, strokes gained approach, strokes gained tee to green, greens in regulation. Well, Tyrrell Hatton, number one on tour in strokes gained approach, and also therefore number one in the field this week for Detroit. Number one in strokes gained tee to green is also Tyrrell Hatton, and he's 10th on tour and 4th in this week's field in Detroit in greens and regulation, hitting about 72% of his greens. So this ball striking has been terrific for this guy. And he's never won a major, so he's an unproven commodity and hasn't really contended very often as of yet. So that's why you're still getting him at a sizable number at 60-1. But look, I can't argue with it. I think this guy is starting to maybe turn the corner. He's got, I think, another focus. He changed his management last year. Actually, he is managed by a company for – I don't know how many of our listeners are in tune to the pop music scene, but there was a popular band a few years ago called One Direction, and one of their members of that group is Niall Horan, who is a golf nut. Always, he plays in a lot of the pro-ams on the European tour. Niall Horan is now Tyrrell Hatton's manager, or his company is Tyrrell's manager. And ever since then, he's been really good. And I've been on him twice where he's won. I was on him at the Turkish Airlines Open last November on the European tour where he got a win. And we were both on him at Bay Hill. So this is a guy that's definitely trending up.
When he came onto the tour, he was really known for his putting, and he's still a fantastic putter, and one of his best surfaces is a POA bent combination, and now he's got the ball striking to boot, and that's exactly what they have at Harding Park is a Poana bent grass combination. We've seen him do very well at this type of green surface down at the WGC Mexico, so Tyrrell Hatton at 60-1 definitely caught my eye. Now, our colleague Matt Eumanns has Webb Simpson at 40-1. That's a nice number. He's down to 30. He also has Jordan Spieth at 50-1. That's a good number. I mentioned he's down to 30. Anybody in pocket for you right now other than DeChambeau and Schauffele?
I did play Paul Casey at 50-1, and it may drift upwards. I don't know yet, but I already got on him just because he has past good history here at Harding Park. He's always played well at the match play. And look, nobody has better history at Harding Park than Rory McIlroy, having won the Dell match play here several years ago. So he's probably going to be the favorite every single week for the rest of the season. He's the number one player in the world. But I did like Casey, and I'm looking maybe in the next couple weeks to add a couple more, just kind of monitoring the market. But as of now, Schauffele, DeChambeau, and Casey are my PGA guys.
I did tail Matt Eumanns as I was able to find a 50-1 on Spieth. I like his history at Pebble Beach, which is not too far from Harding Park. Again, a Poana putting surface there. I like the way Spieth has returned to action, was very good at Colonial. I think 50-1 is probably just too expensive. I don't know if he's going to win it, but I like the price for sure. And then before he cashed your ticket on Sunday, I jumped in on DJ, got him at 18-1. Which was the best number that I can find and looks like to be the best number that's currently out there after his win. I felt that that was going to adjust if he did get the victory at the Travelers. And I love DJ's ability to putt on Poana and the Poana bent grass blend. Riviera, Pebble Beach, the WGC Mexico, DJ's won at all three of these venues. So I went ahead and grabbed DJ at 18-1. I also took him at the Masters at 20-1, which I found before he won the Travelers. He's down now into the neighborhood of 14 or so. But DJ was a guy that I had bet to win the Masters before the shutdown. That bet was eventually refunded, and I ended up getting a better number at 20.
Yeah, and kind of to your point there, that's what I'm waiting on a little bit for the Masters with John Rahm, who has not exactly come firing out of the gates post-pause in play due to the pandemic. So, but I still think that he fits there. He was my pick at the beginning of the year. I thought he was going to win the green jacket. I still really believe that, but now I can probably get a better number since all our bets were canceled because it was not played in its usual spot in April. But John Rahm, certainly a guy I'm looking for at the Masters. Patrick Cantlay, I more than likely will play him again. He just made his debut last week at the Travelers, so he's not quite into form, but keep in mind he is the champion at the Memorial. from last season. So I think you're going to start to see him play better. So more than likely, I'm going to end up on a lot of the same guys that I liked in April for the Masters this November.
I was on John Rahm last week, and he really disappointed on Sunday. I thought he was going to make a run to finish top 10. That's where I had him. He did not end up cashing that ticket for me. He's been a little bit slow out of the gate, but you know he is an absolute world-class player, and I'll probably be on him for the Masters as well. I think he's absolutely has that talent where this could be the year that John Rahm wins a major. Next up, we're going to get to the match play segment where we will go over all of our plays for the Rocket Mortgage Classic. We'll bring in Matt Eumanns and his selections this week. We'll go over Wes's and myself. Let's keep it right here on Long Shots on VSiN and VSiN.com, the sports betting network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Atop the hills of the Las Vegas Valley sits the picturesque Revere Golf Club, featuring 36 championship holes, a full practice facility, and a 30,000-square-foot clubhouse with a stunning view of the Las Vegas Strip. Traversing through a desert and canyon landscape, the Lexington and Concord courses feature lush fairways and perfectly manicured greens with panoramic views from nearly every tee box. Prices range from just $45 to $169 per player, or build your perfect day with a rental club package or a drive and dine package, or play both courses with our signature 36-hole double down package. Go to reveregolf.com and use promo code VSIN to receive 25% off all rates and packages. Again, use promo code VSIN and receive 25% off rates and packages at reveregolf.com. It is time for our match play segment where we go over our plays for this week's event. And that, of course, is the Rocket Mortgage Classic from the Detroit Golf Club in Detroit, Michigan. And first, we'll turn to our colleague Matt Eumanns and go over his plays. He's on Webb Simpson, who I believe he jumped on at the RBC Heritage late and cashed that ticket. He's going to try and go to the well again with Webb. Victor Hovland, also a Johnny DeSimone selection there at 22-1. Tony Finau, I know Matt has been backing Tony Finau recently in a couple occasions. Doc Redman, this is an interesting pick that we can discuss here, Wes, at 46-1. And then another piggyback of Johnny DeSimone there with Brian Stewart, the local man, at 100-1.
I'll start real quick with Webb. Very short price. It does make sense, though. He's a guy that loves Donald Ross Designs. He's runner-up the last 2 years at Sedgefield Country Club, which is the Wyndham Championship in August is usually held there. And, of course, one of Webb Simpson's children is named after that tournament, Wyndham. So, and he's also won the event. So Webb, good on Donald Ross. The Doc Redman, which I think we were going to talk about, he's kind of the hot name this week. His ball striking has been great. Had he not finished second here to Nate Lashley last year, I might have jumped in on him because he might have been 66-1 or something, and then it would have been worth playing. I thought the number was a little small to get me on to Doc Redman, even though he played very well at the Travelers, and the ball striking has been great since we've come back into play. But I think the selection is good. I think the number could be better.
Well, for me, it is like the underdog that starts to shine in the NFL and all of a sudden switches to the role of the favorite. And that's not a team I like to back. And Doc Redman's been playing great. Certainly no slouch in backing him. But all of a sudden, he's into the neighborhood of 40 or 45-1. And that's in the same neighborhood as Tony Finau.
Right.
And I don't think those two guys are necessarily in the same class. So I've seen a lot of people backing Doc Redman this week, and it feels just a little too bit of a sexy pick to me, for me to get behind him. Let's go to your selections there. I know, I believe you were on Tony Finau as well.
Yes, one of the reasons why, and we didn't get to mention it in the open, but another big story in golf last weekend was at the Korn Ferry Tour, the Utah Championship. A man by the name of Daniel Summerhays, whose father played on the tour and the Champions Tour years ago, was playing his last ever professional event. This is a guy that 4 years ago was 53rd in the world, a solid PGA Tour player, made about $9 million in prize money over his career. Well, he was playing his last event because he's going to retire and become a teacher and a golf coach at his high school alma mater in Utah. He ends up posting a 62, 20 under that gets him into the playoff. That score holds up, but he bogeys the first hole in the playoff and ends up bowing out and didn't win. So he ends up, he's going to enter the Colorado tournament this week on the Korn Ferry Tour. Tony Finau and Daniel Summerhays are very good friends. Tony Finau, actually Daniel Summerhays' brother Boyd, is his swing coach.
Okay.
So Finau and Summerhays go back a long way. And look, Tony, we know he's really talented. He just hasn't been able to close the deal on wins. Maybe seeing his friend Daniel Summerhays not going too quickly into that good night to call it a career just yet, maybe he gets a little inspiration. I have no statistical angle on Tony Finau this week or no course correlations like I will have with other selections, but it's more of a gut, Brady.
Yep.
I think maybe that inspires him and gives him that little kick in the pants that he needs to really live up to his potential. So Finau, Brian Stewart, because I agreed with Matt, he also played that. Brian Stewart's a local guy.
Yep.
Out of Jackson, Michigan. Actually played his golf at Oakland University, which is like, I think, 15 miles north of Detroit. So he's played this course. He was tied for fifth last year. One of the smaller hitters on tour in terms of distance, but is deadly accurate. Top five on the PGA Tour. So I agreed with Matt on Stewart. And then
let me jump in here. He's made three straight cuts since the restart, finished 20th last week at the Travelers, 15th in strokes gained around the green, which I think is going to be a big factor this week, and 60th in putting average. So I'm on Brian Stewart too. And I think his skill set makes sense, that along with the local flavor.
Yeah, exactly. And then played a couple course correlations this week. Brent Snedeker ended up getting him 54-1. He's probably in the 50 range, maybe the 45 range at most books now. Donald Ross guy loves these courses. I wrote about it and have some quotes from him from last year's tournament where he played here and tied for fifth. That'll be in the Point Spread Weekly column released tomorrow. But guy that always plays well at the Wyndham Championship. So not really in great form, but I think this could be maybe that turnaround spot for him. Poston at 45-1, who we both played at the RBC. Last time they played a full field event on a Donald Ross course was last year's Wyndham Championship, and the winner of that was JT Poston. I would have liked a better number, but he was on my card for this week. And then a couple longer shots, Erik Von Rooyen and Patton Kizire. Von Rooyen needs like a really high finish to lock up his PGA Tour card for next year. So I'm going to be looking to play him the next few weeks.
Yep. There's a sense of urgency there for Van Rooyen. Kevin Na was a guy that I put on my card as well. 3 wins in his last 42 events. This guy is starting to, turn good finishes into victories. Has a win at the Greenbrier, which I've seen some people make as a corollary course this week. 2 straight top 10s at the Wyndham. 2 straight top 20s at Pebble Beach. Again, similar putting surface there. Finished 9th at the WGC Mexico this year, which is a very similar putting surface to what we have this week. 6th on tour in strokes gained putting and 9th in scrambling. Kevin Na checked a lot of boxes for me. Did not perform well at the Colonial where he was the defending champion. I did not back him there, but off of his performance last week at the Travelers, it looks like, for a guy that is certainly one of the classier players in the field this week, I got him at 37-1, but 40-1, that's a really good price on a guy, again, that has a lot of class in this week's field.
I'm on Na as well. And just to give you some numbers from last week at the Travelers, 4th in driving accuracy, 2nd in greens in regulation, 5th in strokes gained putting last week at the Travelers Championship. He was minus 13 on the par fours last week. The only guy that was better was the winner of that tournament, Dustin Johnson. And there are a lot of shorter par fours on this track. He's not a long hitter, but he can hit it pretty straight. So I think that distance disadvantage is mitigated by the shorter par fours. So I'm on Na as well. And just to point out a couple of plays on your card as well, you liked a lot of Donald Ross corollaries this week. Patrick Reed,
yep,
former winner at the Wyndham Championship. Brant Snedeker, who we both played. Snedeker also has won at East Lake in Atlanta,
yep,
which hosts the Tour Championship at the end of the season. So that made sense. Lucas Glover is a guy I looked at. He was one of my last guys I left off, played terrific last week. The 2 Clemson guys, Lucas Glover and Doc Redman, both have been playing very well and striking the ball well. So Lucas Glover absolutely makes a lot of sense. I think that is a good Matt. That's a good future play if you don't have it, and also would be good in a DraftKings lineup. So I like the card, and I've seen some smart guys on Scott Stallings as well this week. So I like what you got there, Brady. I think you're going to have some guys in the mix on Sunday.
Stallings has a great history at Torrey Pines. Again, similar putting surface. Played really well last week at the Travelers. Finished 6th. He seems to make sense when a field is watered down like it is this week. Matthew Wolf, I just took a shot at the number. One of the most talented guys in the field, and I saw him at 135-1. I felt he should be more like 85-1.
This time last year, remember, he stymied both not only you and I, but Matt Eumanns.
Yes.
We were all on Bryson DeChambeau that week.
I remember it well.
At the 3M Open, who hits this beautiful shot and makes an eagle on 18. And then Matt Wolf makes an absolute bomb to break our hearts. And God, 130. Wow.
That's a big price.
That is a big rise. I know he really hasn't gone that well since that victory.
He's not in great form.
In Minneapolis.
It was simply an arbitrage play.
Yeah.
Brian Stewart, we talked about him. Siwoo Kim had a nice return to form last week at the Travelers. Also, he is one at the Wyndham.
At
there you go. He is one at the Wyndham. Also, before the layoff, he shot a 65 to open at the Players Championship. So that good form that quit in March returned last week at the Travelers. Rafa Cabrera-Bello, just kind of, you talked about Tony Finau being a kind of a gut feeling play. That was kind of for me with RCB there. He's been in good recent form. He's played very well on this putting surface at WGC Mexico and Riviera. He's played well at Pebble Beach. So I went with 10 different guys this week and put about half of them or so into the top 20, top 10 market as well. So I'm with you. I like the card. We'll see where it goes. And then on the head-to-head matchup, Siwoo Kim over your guy Poston, just couldn't ignore the price there at plus 165. And Stewart at even money over Keegan Bradley.
Yeah, going back to my matchups real quick, one matchup I did play was Ricky Fowler. I looked at him as the futures market. I played him over Sun Yeom. Ricky Fowler, of course, is sponsored by Quicken Loans, who their brand is Rocket Mortgage. So usually that's a pressure event when you're playing in your sponsor's event. But because we don't have spectators, he has a lot less obligations this week. I'm interested to just see how he plays, not only for the matchup play, but just how he is going forward, because I want to see if maybe this is a place where he can get back into good form.
I think that's a great point that you figure the fan factor into your handicap. And I think it also applies to a guy like Brian Stewart. Mm-hmm. Because there are no fans around, he's a hometown guy,
but he doesn't have the normal.
Less pressure, doesn't have all those commitments with that come with playing a home game on the PGA Tour, which you and I both is a situation typically that we like to fade.
We see that in Europe all the time when the European Tour schedule resumes here in a couple weeks. It's such pressure to win your home tournament in your homeland.
Next week, it's on to Dublin, Ohio for the first of two events. We'll start with the Workday Charity Open, and Jeff Benson of Circa Sports will join us to help break it down. It is Long Shots. Cash some long shots. Brady and Wes here on VSiN and VSiN.com. Good night, everybody.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.